Welcome to the Business of Football podcast with your host, Rick Saratella.
Hey, back at it again on another edition of the Business of Football podcast. I am your host, Rick Saratella, here on March the 13th, 2019. And we have a very special guest coming up. It's actually been an honor and a privilege to speak on the Sports Management Worldwide panel at the football conference each and every year out in Indianapolis. Just a star-studded lineup of panel speakers, from Ian Rappaport to Adam Schefter. Vikings general manager Rick Spielman was there. Mark Dominic, another former NFL GM, and you know, just getting a perspective on different areas in the industry of football, whether it's a scout, whether it's an agent, whether it's media, so many different avenues, so many different realms. And, you know, I remember when Sports Management Worldwide started up and they began their online courses, and I think it's over two decades ago now. So they've come a long way, and they are, you know, one of the industry leaders in terms of placing individuals with their online courses. You can sign up for the football and GM and scouting course. They now have football analytics, who my buddy Mike Tenier from Football Outsiders does a wonderful job with that course. Football agent certification, of course, our guest is no stranger to that. And the ever-growing popular digital video editing course, Mike Stober, who I've had the privilege of speaking with the last several years on the panel, works for the Jaguars, works for Exos Digital. If you're in the media, you're all familiar with them. And I think that's one area that's kind of booming right now, because everything is transitioning online to video. And, you know, even at the NFL Draft Scout with the Sports Exchange folks and the whole Media Maven people, they want video. Video wins. And shout out to YouTube for paving the way, because it's the way of the world now. So we're going to get all kinds of different interesting perspective with our special guest today. He is Sports Management Worldwide founder, Dr. Lynn Lasbrook. He's on the hotline with us right now. Welcome into the show, Dr. Lynn.
Rick, good to hear your voice. Good to see you again. It's good to see you in Indy.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. And you know, we get to flip roles a little bit. I get to ask you a couple of questions, which should be nice. But let's start off in Indianapolis, because what a tremendous turnout. I've been involved now for several years. It's always the highlight of the week for me, because I love giving back to the next wave, the next generation of the people breaking into this industry. And I think Sports Management Worldwide has kind of paved the way for those individuals. I know here at the NFL Draft Bible, we've been using Sports Management Worldwide graduates, you know, to help out and bring on board. Let's talk about the football conference event. I mean, it's an all-day affair. It's an all-week affair, and the networking is top-notch, definitely, hands down, in my opinion, the best event. And I think this year, how many years have you guys been doing it? I think this year was the best overall.
Thank you very much. It's 22 years. I started out the Holiday Inn at the old airport with 20 people, and I call it beer in the bathtub, and it was an agent course at the time. Next year, we doubled to 40, and then we had the courage to go downtown where the action was, and we've been there ever since. But this was our best and our largest, and we sure have a lot of good people in the business that like to talk to students and encourage them and inspire them to get a career in sports.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things I enjoy about it, just speaking on the panel, I had a opportunity to speak with Russell Landy and Mike Stober, who we discussed on the intro here. It's just kind of learning, you know, I get to learn as well, and just hearing everyone has a different success story, and everyone, you know, breaks into this business a different way. I'm curious to hear, you know, what are some of the highlights from this event, or one of the stories that, you know, kind of stood out to you? Because we're always learning, right? We're always evolving. So every year I learn something new. What was something that you were able to learn this year?
Well, two things that come to mind. The idea, you know, the speakers are unbelievable, and we do set time for questions, and they mill and mix around. They get to meet almost everybody, including Adam Schefter. What was a thrill for me this year is my long-lasting client, Matt Moore, who is now working with the Dolphins, came in, and we got to tell our story, which I really enjoyed. And then Rick Spielman came back on his own. He wanted to come back again, and so we started with Les Snead and John Wooten, a veteran and a young guy in the league. They really got a perspective. The panels were great all day, but the highlight, I think, at the end is having Matt and Rick there, and Jim Mueller did a great job. But that, watch this company grow, great staff, great group of students. We have a lot of followers, a lot of repeat customers. So the highlight is to have the largest group, and I thought it went well. We check all the valuations, and they really like it, and can't wait to do it again next year.
No doubt about it. I always enjoy, you know, some of the people that I meet and some of the working relationships that I develop. And it's always great to see that sports management worldwide brand is growing so strong, and the individuals out there, you know, going on to succeed in the business of football, which is not easy to do. We're talking to sports management worldwide founder, Dr. Lynn Lasbrook, and they have several online courses of interest that you might want to check out. Dr. Lynn, I mean, you know, the one thing that stands out to me right now is the football analytics. Obviously, we were out at the combine. I had a chance to watch the quarterbacks throw. And the cool thing I really like is the next gen stats. We've seen, you know, the next gen stats kind of creep into the equation. And, you know, now, you know, you get to compare what you see with your eyes. Then you get the analytics and the ball velocity and the catch radius. And I think this is one area where you see NFL front offices being a lot more open-minded and creating jobs for football analytics. And this has been a very popular course. Talk a little bit about, you know, what it entails.
Analytics has really revolutionized sport business. And by that I mean, in the old days growing up, it was you had to kind of coach, become an athletic director or whatever to get into sports. And analytics no longer cares what your letter jacket is. Some of the smartest people in the room are analytics, and some of them are general managers now. They've came through that, or digital video editing. But more importantly, it's democratized the opportunity to work in sports and become a decision maker. And analytics, which kind of started in baseball, it's everywhere. And then going with digital video editing and all this going on with the internet revolution, I would say that revolution, and you look at the diversity of our attendees, it's a very exciting time to break into sports and monetize. I always tell the students, the attendees, adrenalize today and monetize tomorrow. It's really hard not to take advantage. We have 29 courses, all are entries to the business of sports, and it's pretty exciting. And I'm very proud of our panelists, but I'm really proud our faculty are all industry leaders and not just people with a doctorate in kinesiology like myself.
Yeah, no, it's very qualified individuals teaching these courses. In fact, we just unveiled our first episode of the GM Junior podcast with Russell Landy, and he also helps teach that football GM and scouting course. And one of the things we talked about on the podcast yesterday was it's a great time to work in football, because now you have the Alliance League, you have the XFL starting up, you know, whether it's the CFL, NFL, there's so many avenues and opportunities. And the thing is, Russell brings 20 years of experience. He's worked for the Browns, he's worked for the Rams, he's worked for the original XFL. So not only is he giving advice that is valuable to your students, but quite honestly, I mean, I've seen some of the content. I mean, this is advice that NFL front office executives are watching and want to learn from as well. So just talk about some of the benefits of that football GM and scouting course.
Well, first of all, when I created the company and the idea, we require informational interviews. Some people do 20. It's easier to get an informational interview of 10 minutes or half an hour than it is, oh, I really love sports and I want to work with you someday. It's just, it opens doors. We cross brand that way. The other thing, I think what Russ's practical experience, and he shares all that, you notice all our panelists are, they really care about people that want to learn more. We don't hide anything, and we empower the people to come away with confidence. But Russ is one of our outstanding faculty, and he has been in the trenches. And I can tell you, in higher education, faculty do not have the revolutionary sport business experience. There's books, and I'm not critical of my colleagues in higher ed. I've been in it 46 years. But you can no longer learn without learning from the experts what's happening this year. It may change next year, including analytics and the discovery and Aaron's shots, along with Mike. These people are in there every day in the lab to come up with new platforms, if I may, to assess talent. Talent discovery is the secret to winning games. And I just came back from India. 1.3 billion people. There's probably some great football players over there. Sure, they've never seen the game. But with these sports, there's a revolution going on in talent discovery because it's global now. You no longer can traditionally look for talent in your backyard.
He is Sports Management Worldwide founder and president, Dr. Lynn Lasbrook, Football Podcast, your host, Rick Saratella, breaking it all down. And Dr. Lynn, listen, you said you've been doing this over four decades. I can only imagine how we've evolved with resources and access and having these online courses. Of course, you've been through the trenches. You've been there and done what these folks hope to achieve, and you can't teach experience. I think the one cool thing about those who do graduate the GM scouting course and some of these other sports management worldwide courses is the access, the experience, and the connections. And I know that, you know, a lot of the graduates also get preferential treatment into the NFL scouting combine. So it always helps to have that access and those connections as well.
You know, John Wooten started that opportunity. Now they've expanded it, but we do get not only good seating and priority scheduling, we've become friends of the NFL people. I always tell people SMWW is more than a website. It's a web of people. I think networking is the key ingredient for all of us, like you've done with your business. And we try to encourage and give people confidence, but you're absolutely right. And, you know, whether we do conferences in all sports, we go where the action is. And to get the Rick Spielmans and Les Snead to stop by, you can't do that if you're at a standalone conference somewhere with a great idea. So we're really proud that we're kind of a road show, if I may, with our conferences. And we always go where the action is, and the combine's been a place. But I got to be honest with you, the business side, whether it's Russ or Aaron Schatz or Mike Stober, all the panels, you can't help but learn something that you would never get out of a book, because they're talking about issues that happen today or are going to happen tomorrow.
You mentioned John Wooten, and you know, maybe our younger listening audience might not be familiar with that name, but he discovered, you know, Les Snead, who was the youngest NFL general manager. He's been involved with the sports management worldwide, I know, for about the past 15 years or so. Also, Mel Kiper Jr., you know, someone who's revolutionized the NFL draft industry, has, you know, been with you guys through the grassroots. Who are, you know, some of those guys in the early beginnings that have kind of helped pave the way to where SMWW has gotten today?
Right. Well, Mel was our first national radio ad, and the phones lit up. That's when we knew we had a concept. And then, of course, John Wooten was one of my first faculty. He'd just retired, and he got involved with the Fritz Pollard Foundation, as well as the Rooney Rule. He became a spokesperson. He's been John knows everybody in the NFL, and everybody loves and respects John. And he's almost been a mentor for our company, and he's done an outstanding job. Every week, the students get to come in still. He hasn't retired from us. He will continue to be a resource, just like Mark Dominic. And it's just such a pleasure to hear the dynamics and the respect and the different views. And our live interactive audio chats, Rick, are really another special ingredient that separate us from higher ed or anywhere else. We really believe you got to be able to discuss and ask questions and have to have live. I've met people I never met before in India that have been in our course for 10 years in my worldwide chat. A lifetime membership, if I may. So to be honest with you, it's fascinating. When you can talk to somebody every week, you feel like you get to know them. But John Wooten, the Rooney Rule, was an incredible idea. We were way too non-diversified 20 years ago. And now it doesn't come up like it used to. And now John's including women opportunities. And they've done an incredible job. John is very articulate. if there's pushback, he knows how to articulate. And it's been a great story, and many leagues are copying it, because we have to have more diversity. We have to have more women if we're going to make our game grow and be better.
Rick Saratella here on the Business of Football podcast. Special guest, Dr. Lynn Lashbrook from the Sports Management Worldwide. And we're talking about all the valuable courses online that you can take over at sportsmanagementworldwide.com. Of course, I had the chance to speak on the panel a couple weeks ago at the NFL Scouting Combine, and just a wonderful experience for me, not only to educate the younger generation, but also, you know, get to network and connect with some of the people in the industry and expand my horizons. Of course, we just mentioned, hey, a new podcast with Russ Landy evolved from this relationship at Sports Management Worldwide, and he's one of the instructors for the football GM and scouting course. But Dr. Lynn, I mean, listen, there are so many people that want to break into the world of NFL agents, and it's so glamorous to everybody on the outside, but it also requires a lot of work. And I think the football agent certification that Sports Management Worldwide offers is beneficial, because, you know, instead of just going out there and you know, taking the blind leap of faith and throwing yourself to the wolves, I mean, this is a very cutthroat industry. I mean, every business is cutthroat, but I always say the agent business is extremely cutthroat. So, and I think, go ahead. I think one of the benefits is that you kind of have a support system with your course.
Right. I came up with the idea. I thought it was diluted that corporate agencies have so many clients and there's so many personal issues, both financial and personal growth. And you always wonder, you know, the Ryan Leafs of the world. I tried to get Ryan. I didn't get him. But what are we doing once they make that money and you get paid up front, et cetera, as an agent? And I just think it's a broken model. So I came up with the idea that we would mentor. Jim Steiner gave me a chance in St. Louis. I came from the athletic director world. And the first year I got four players and they all got in the NFL. And I call it the Ralph rule. If you get Ralph Dawkins out of Louisville, who was a free agent for several years, you get introduced to his younger brother, Brian Dawkins, who not only was a second-round draft pick, but he's a Hall of Famer, not a future Hall of Famer. My point is, it's 90% relationship. We have agent advisors all over the world, talent discovery, cross-pollination. There's many players. Australia is starting to contribute to the NFL, et cetera. So what anybody that takes our course, they get an agent advisor opportunity where we co-represent kind of an incubator. We're not interested in just giving you a certificate and say good luck. It's more difficult than that, but it's also unique. And all you need is one client. Matt Moore came to us through our agent advisor program. And now we have Kyle Sloter with the Minnesota Vikings agent advisor. And it goes on and on. And it is, you keep your day job and you can start identifying talent. And we go through compliance, but we do it right. We're the only ones in the world that offer a training program where you can actually get out there and do real representation. It won't fit for you, just like Jim Steiner did many years ago. And now I've been an agent for 25 years.
Well, yeah, you know, and the other thing, too, just to follow up on what you're talking about is, you know, if you become certified through the Sports Management Worldwide, a lot of the recruiting now with the players is what can you do for them off the field? What can you do for them post-playing career? And if you're affiliated with Sports Management Worldwide, obviously you have these connections into the football business. Now, Matt Moore has hung up the cleats. I see now he's a scout for the Miami Dolphins. And it's because of those resources, the access, the connections, like you said. It's not necessarily what you know, but it's who you know. And I think that's one of the benefits, too. You know, the players are always going to ask the agents, hey, you know, what separates you from the other agencies out there? Well, I think, you know, not just what you can do for them for their playing career, but long term. I mean, hey, the average NFL career, Doc, as you know, is 2.5 years now. So there's a lot of life after your playing career. And I think that's a big part of the agent business, too, is being able to provide for your clients, not just during their playing days, but setting them up for the post playing career as well.
We have many athletes that we help on that second career. We have and many athletes come to us after they've, whether we represent them or not. But most people that play sports would love to get work in sports after their playing day. And I'm really proud of what we offer besides our master's and doctorate partnership with Concordia University of Chicago. We are an A to Z Anybody that's looking for a career in sports, I really think we give cost-effective, good advice. We're an Integrus company, and we have a great over 50 faculty around the world. And online is the future. We have students from 160 countries. And football is plays in London every year. They're going to go global. We've been over there with conferences every year. And I always say to my students, go global or go home. This is a changing world. And with esports and even the legalization of gambling, the growth of the industry, all sports, the growth opportunities are just unbelievable. There's never been a more exciting time to be in the business side of sports.
No doubt about it. I mean, you even have pro franchises, not just the NFL, the NBA, all kinds of organizations investing in the esports, which is going to be very, very lucrative business. And then, yeah, you know, I'm here in New Jersey. They just have the legalized sports gambling. You know, the one thing I'm hearing too is, you know, not that the NFL draft wasn't already popular enough, but now you have these prop bets in Las Vegas and Atlantic City, and you know, the interest level now is even going to become greater because, as you know, hey, a lot of people in the NFL, they want some action. Now they have another reason to turn into the NFL draft, and there's going to be a niche for that if you're an NFL draft insider, and you know, you can, you know, kind of gauge where picks are going and stuff, and people are going to find value into that business. We're talking to Dr. Lynn Lashbrook, Sports Management Worldwide founder and president here, special guest of the Business of Football podcast. And the one guest I did not get a chance to hear, I'm very interested in learning more about what he spoke about, but I know the one of the agents, Tom Mills, who represents Baker Mayfield, was on the panel. I'm just curious to hear what his message was and his involvement with the sports management worldwide.
Well, Tom and his dad, Jack, long time, one of the fathers of the sports agent world. They and Jack was an Oklahoma graduate and got connected, as I go back to relationships and referrals, to the Mayfield family. And he ended up getting Baker, who's the number one pick. And Tom as the lead agent in this case, and he was nice to come back again and share. And I admire their reputation and integrity and what they've done for a young person, not only with all that money, but all that pressure. And I think he shared a lot about being a mentor as well as just doing the contract. And none of our panelists sit and brag. They really listen. That's why we require so many questions at the end. But Tom Mills is a great example. And, you know, all day, and we had Kristen Kaluga and Kelly Masters, two women that are successful sports agents, and Ray Hyja, who kind of went through our program, and I've mentored him. But I'm telling you, I and then meeting you and your panel, and Rick, you've done a great job in your industry as well. And there's just so many infinite opportunities. And, you know, any student could take that digital video editing or analytics and I think walk across campus to the football office and start working there. One of my biggest challenges is convincing students they need to get started at their athletic program in college if they want to be in the NFL. And I remember when Mike Zimmer was a graduate assistant at Missouri, he's now the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Russ Landy was assistant strength coach. He's executive vice president in charge of Capology with the Green Bay Packers. It's just sad when you see so many kids that want to work in sports and they're not getting that, using that opportunity on their own laboratory on campus. So we do a good job, not only in internships, of getting students prepared that they can get that job and opportunity, whatever sport. And that's something that I focus on because I'm not convinced that we're providing all that with just a college degree.
Oh, no doubt about it. We've used several sports management worldwide graduates here at the NFL Draft Bible, whether it was graduates or even, you know, part-time jobs. But I think the, you know, you hit the nail on the head, the digital video editing course, I can't even tell you. I mean, I don't have enough manpower to keep up with the video content we have. And, you know, we're on location. We're at the pro days. We're at the combine. We're at training facilities. We're all around the country, the all-star games. And we have all this video content, but there's just not enough qualified. I mean, a lot of people think they know how to self-teach themselves video editing, but it's not what we're looking for. I think the online course, you know, in about 2 months or so, you know, you can get up to par and up to speed. And hey, if you graduate from the Sports Management Worldwide Digital Video Editing course and you're listening to this podcast, well, hey, we might have some work for you here at the NFL Draft Bible, because we have more video content than we can keep up with. And now you're even seeing, not just in the sports industry, but I think, you know, even other media outlets such as MTV and some of the political websites now is strictly based on media, on video content. They don't even have written articles anymore. It's just pure video.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And back to the point of diversity, you no longer have to be an ex-football player to do video. And, you know, I go back when I played, it was a 16-millimeter film. And in the off season, I would splice the film as part of my work study job, if I may. And so we've come so far. There's just so many opportunities. And one thing we try to do is educate students that you have to decide which penetration point you want to do to get in the business. Just saying you're passionate about the sport and you want to work hard doesn't separate you. We also have a resume service. So not only do we get the SMWW credential on there, we also assist you on what the industry is looking for instead of just kind of putting together what you think they want. It's not about you. It's about what the market is looking for.
Yeah, you talk about splicing video. We always keep the X-Acto knife in the top drawer just in case we have to go back to those days, right? Dr. Lynn Lasbrook, Dr. Lynn Lasbrook here on the Business of Football podcast. And, you know, he's a innovator, an originator. Again, I remember when Sports Management Worldwide started their online courses, and you know, of course, just like anything else that was new to the business, it was met with skepticism. But now here you are 22 years later, establishing yourself as a leader in football industry online courses, and like you said, 29 courses, the list goes on and on, the esports, the online gambling handicapping courses. Where do you see the Sports Management Worldwide program in the next 2, 3, 5 years? What's the new wave of sports management worldwide innovation look like?
So the first 20 years, I go back to my friend Phil Knight and the Nike founder, and started with a waffle iron. I think we're at the waffle shoe, waffle iron days. Yeah, we have 29 courses, but our goal is we think we can compete with any university around the world with quality, cost-effective courses, and I'd like to see us to be the Nike of online sport business education, and where our graduates are all over the world, and it's a brand, it's a club, it's a network, it's a fraternity, if I may, sorority, if I may, and that's kind of, I have a vision, and I'm really proud of my staff. My wife's a partner in the company. We've worked very hard, but I think the next 10, 15 years is going to be very explosive. I don't think you can ever, it's a cell phone versus pay phone. It's Uber versus taxi. We'll never be able to stop online education to educate the world and the developing countries and the growth of sports globally, whether it's basketball in India or football in Africa. It's we're in a revolution, and I think come back next year and I'll tell you how much we've grown. I'm very confident.
Well, no, I'm always looking forward to speaking on the panel, and you know, I think there was 110 different universities from across the country represented at the Sports Management Worldwide Football Conference this year. Let's try to double down. Let's double that. Let's keep spreading the message, because it is a fraternity. It is a family. You mentioned your wonderful wife, Liz, and just like my wife, Samantha, she's learned to become a part of the family business, and that's what I really love just as much as anything else that you guys do. It's a family atmosphere. It's family ran, and shout out to all your hard work and staff, all the people behind the scenes, Alyssa and Sue and Jeff and Mark, and all the great people that I interact with at the Sports Management Worldwide. Of course, we'll continue to make everyone aware of the online courses. I know the digital video editing course is starting up this week, so you can still get on board for that, but we'll continue to make people aware. We'll continue to educate the students, and we'll continue to place them in the business of football industry. So we appreciate your time, Doc. Formative podcast. I always enjoy chopping it up. I'm on the other end of the spectrum here, so it was nice to ask you the questions for once. But hey, let's touch base soon. Let's get you back on here and talk about some of the wonderful things that Sports Management Worldwide is doing.
And And good luck with the draft, my friend. We'll talk later.
Thanks for tuning in. And be sure to subscribe for future shows. The All Access Football Network.